Yo, what's happening, y'all? On this episode of the Carolina Chuck Podcast, we're going to talk to my buddy Nate Jobson. We're going to talk about lacrosse. It's a sport that I don't know much about, but he's experienced it on many levels. As a player, as a coach, now he's an owner of the Thousand Island Spirits, which is a semi-pro team up in Alexandria Bay. He's a very passionate guy, and I'm very glad we had this conversation. So y'all check it out. Be good. Peace out. That mic to you just a little bit.
Yeah. Like this, down, up.
Wherever you like it.
How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds good. Really freaky good.
Well, I got a good voice.
Yeah, you do. That's kind of why I'm like, dude, I'm going to get Nate on here.
You tell me how you want me to talk. You want me to give him the
radio voice.
This is Nate Jobson. Or do you want me to give him my salesman voice like I normally talk?
Yeah. Jobson.
I really do. I talk in two different.
Yeah, so does Junior, too. But
what are you doing?
Playing White Stripes.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be listening.
Yeah. Right. So what's up, Nate?
Just hanging out. Just hanging out, buddy.
Cool. So, dude, I saw you on the news a few years ago. I was like, dude, I got to talk to this guy. He's a cool dude. So I'm glad you came because I didn't and still don't know much about lacrosse. And I feel like you might be an expert.
I know some stuff.
You know some things?
A little bit, yeah.
So, all right. So tell me about the league you're in.
So the league we're in is the NABLL.
Mm-hmm.
It's a National Senior Box Lacrosse League, which is, we can get into the difference later.
Okay.
The box lacrosse is played inside.
Right.
Field lacrosse is what's very common, you know, in the U.S. and mm-hmm. especially here locally.
Mm-hmm.
But box lacrosse is different. But there's 42 or 43 teams in the league this year, 10 divisions throughout the country. So it's a very
legitimate.
It's a very legitimate, real team, real thing.
Is it professional?
I would consider it semi-professional, amateur.
Okay.
It's really amateur level, right?
Okay.
Because professionals get paid. My players don't get paid.
Okay.
You know, they help pay and try to make
this
happen.
Right. It's like I just had George on here and I was asked and explained what semi pro football means, and it's very similar to what you're saying.
That's what they call it. Really, semi professional, honestly, should be people that are still getting paid something.
Yeah.
But I would consider it amateur, senior B, senior A level lacrosse in America.
So what exactly do you do for the team?
I own the team.
You own the team?
I started the team.
Right.
This was my baby.
Yeah. We were just talking about you getting the logos. I'm like, dang, it's got to be the owner, not just a coach or something. You know?
No, I don't coach the team. I have two guys that do that. I had two coaches last year. They moved on. I have two new coaches this year. And, you know, I don't want to coach the team.
Right.
And last year I was a player as well. So last year was our first year.
Yeah.
I was the GM. I was a player, you know, the owner. I wore a lot of hats. And honestly, after not playing this year in my first home game and watching, I don't know how we did it. Well, I do. Volunteers, people.
Yeah.
Takes a village, right?
Wow, dude. Hey, and welcome back to FX Honda, by the way.
That's right. Yeah, we work together now.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
One week in.
It's fun. He was lingering around. I've seen him in the dealership quite a few times, and now it was like, I'm like, he's been here lingering for a little bit longer. Let me find out what's going on here.
The irony is I wasn't even there for that at all. I legitimately was there getting service on my vehicle.
Yeah.
I didn't even reach out to him to like...
A week prior. He's been looking around for some good people that fit their way of things. And you've worked for him before, right?
Oh, yeah. I was there when it started for the first 3 years. And then I just moved to Syracuse to be closer to my daughter. And the reason I came back here wasn't the best. We had, you know, some loss in my family.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's why I decided ultimately to move home and start this lacrosse team.
Wow. So let's go back to when you first got into lacrosse. How long you went to school for? I know you talked about being in high school and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I went to General Brown locally.
Yeah.
And then decided to play at the next level at Utica College, which is in Utica, New York. Back then, Utica College offered a Syracuse University degree. So my degree says Syracuse University, like in big letters.
Okay.
And then underneath it says of Utica College.
Hey.
But it costs just as much from what I understand.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so I went there and played, and I during my career, I finished second all-time in total points. I finished first all-time in assists. So I did pretty well. Now I think I'm second over all-time in assists, and I'm fifth or sixth in total points still, and really? I graduated from there in 2005, so it's been
2005. Oh, wow. Dude, yeah, so I'm a class of 04 baby right here, dude.
Yeah, well, that's college 05.
Oh.
High school is 01. But,
oh, heck. We would have been there at the same time.
Yeah, we would have been close.
Shoot. So that's – and you know our buddy Rob from General Brown area, right?
Who's that? Who's Rob?
Yeah, I don't know. Some guy named Thomas.
Oh, my cousin, that
yeah.
guy? Yeah, I know him a little bit.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He played some ball, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, his brother actually plays on my team now.
Really? Yeah, that's who he plays for.
He's a captain this year.
Yeah, I've seen him on
Facebook.
Which
was not voted by me, which I was so proud that my cousin was voted our team's captain this year. It's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, he's a cool dude. I've seen him quite a few times over at Rob's house. So... With your league, right? Mm-hmm. What is your schedules like?
So box lacrosse is played traditionally in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So in America, they would know the NLL. It's kind of like the NHL, NBA. Like that'd be the most similar thing to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
That's played in the winter, like December till May. But real box lacrosse is usually played in the summertime because it's Canada's national sport. So a lot of people think it's hockey. Hockey is a co-national sport now.
Wow.
But box lacrosse was always Canada's national sport.
Always,
yeah. So in the summertime, the ice melts, right? And they play lacrosse. So they play in that's what box lacrosse is. It's played in a hockey rink on concrete traditionally. We have turf in our facility, right. But like Oswego, we play on concrete. A lot of places in Canada still play on concrete. Some play on like a basketball court that they put on the ice, like where the ice would be. It's a basketball court instead. It's very cool.
So where do you play at?
We play right in Alex Bay, across from the high school, 39 Bolton Avenue. It's the recreation center, which actually, you know, with us coming in there and doing some stuff, they're thinking about doing a renovation probably at the end of our season next year, so after 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's pretty cool, dude. So, I mean, you have to, like, rent it out and stuff like that?
We pay for field time just like anybody. It's a nice facility. It's turf. Their goal was to use it for indoor soccer. And when I was deciding to start the team, originally I was just coming up with a business plan and I was going to kind of hand it to someone, but then I just kind of started doing the things at a time, and all of a sudden I guess I'm doing this, and I fell upon them. Someone suggested they had turf, and I was like, why does Alex Bay have turf? Like, and it just kind of worked out, and it's a great town right on the river. It's only 30 minutes from here. It's an hour and a half from Syracuse. It's an hour and a half from Akwesasne, which is where a lot of my players come from, up north. Wow. So it's like dead center of two very great box lacrosse communities. And locally, we have so many good field lacrosse players. It's a really good opportunity to transition them into a different style of the game that a lot of them say is way more fun than playing field. And I have guys that play currently Division I lacrosse, like field lacrosse for Syracuse, Delaware, guys that grew up playing field, and they get in here and say, this is the most fun I've ever had playing lacrosse.
Wow. And see, like I said, lacrosse was down there, right? But it wasn't a thing, right? Sure. It was, you know, football, baseball, all that was all the sports we knew. But I came up here, my daughter said she wanted to play, and I took her to a couple practices. I'm out, you know, trying to work with her a little bit, but I don't know what the heck I'm doing, you know what I mean? There's a stick, and I'm like, all right, what if I just throw it to you, like, because I played baseball, but, dude, I'm watching some of these girls, they're out there just twisting them things back and forth, just chunking them, and I grab those balls, I'm like, dang, that's pretty hard, you know?
Yeah,
it's pretty intense,
ball.
I mean.
Very.
And, like, I'm a fan of movies, right, so I saw The Last of the Mohicans. And they're playing it at the beginning of the movie, and I was like, wow, this is neat. So that's where it came from. Is a Native American sport. But
that's correct. Yep.
What is the 18 cannon? 1812.
Oh, this is a travel team that I coach for. I coach a sixth grade. team for them, for boys. It's not my organization at all. It's just right. They're a local team. They do lacrosse at every level. So I was like, well, I want to be involved with someone like that. I don't have any kids in the program. You know, my daughter lives in Syracuse. She doesn't play lacrosse. These guys mm-hmm. do boys lacrosse anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I coach at a local high school too. I coach at IHC. I'm the varsity coach. I run the program there. So lacrosse is kind of what I do.
Wow, dude. That's invested right there.
Yeah, it's you know, it's called the medicine game, and you know, that's you're supposed to play to entertain the creator, right?
Really?
People that, you know, like, and that's kind of a big reason why I started the team. Like I was saying, because in 2022, I lost my grandmother, and then I started to play the game again. I played for a team in this league called the Utica Yeti, mm-hmm. who are actually coming here this Saturday. But I started playing for them. We did really well. We won our division championships. We punched our ticket to nationals. And my first year playing for them, the first year of the NABLL. And then the following Sunday, my little brother got in an accident and passed away.
Oh, my goodness, bro.
Yeah, so after that, you know, the game kind of is what helps you cope with things.
Yes,
I still
absolutely.
Went to nationals and played with Utica. We finished third or fourth in nationals. We couldn't get it done. But I played, you know, with only 3 weeks after this happened because I knew that's what he would have wanted me to do, right?
Goodness gracious.
And then a month after that, I was like, what if I start a team? What if I help someone start a team? We need box lacrosse at home. So then I kind of came up with the idea, got a whole spreadsheet, budgeted the whole thing out. I was like, if I give this to someone with money, they could probably make this happen. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then the day I decided to move back and come back to the area, my uncle, Rob's dad, was
right.
diagnosed with cancer.
Oh,
and he passed
man.
Away six
yes.
weeks later. So during that time is when I was coming up with the logo, doing everything I was doing to try to get it. And then I was like, I'm just going to do this myself. And, you know, and that's kind of why my team exists, is because I lost a lot of people in the true spirit of the game, and that's why we ended up choosing the name Spirits. That was
my
I
next
put a
question.
Thing on Facebook, and there's a lot of different names. Thunder.
Yeah.
There are some goofy ones, you know.
What's the most goofy one?
I can't think of that right now, but basically they just wanted the abbreviation to be TITS, you know what I mean? So yeah, exactly. So that's what a lot of people were trying to go
right,
for something.
Right.
Silly like that.
I
but
like
Spirits
it.
Was perfect because of everything we've gone through. Lacrosse is all about that.
Yeah.
So it ties everything in and kind of gives everyone the idea what the real nature of the game is. You're supposed to play very hard, but you're not supposed to try to inflict physical injury or pain. You're just supposed to play hard, play for the creator, play for the people you lost, entertain them. You know, every time there's a game being played here, there's
yeah.
a game being played in the sky world. So that's
wow,
kind of
so like
the way it is. It's a deeper game than people understand.
That is amazing. And that dude, when I was like, I'm gonna bring Nate on because I know he just knows stuff about lacrosse. I had no clue that I was gonna get this much information, and then you were that involved. So that's pretty cool. Bro.
Yeah, man. I do lacrosse is what I do, and it's funny. I've talked to people in my life, and most of them don't understand. Like when lacrosse is not in my life, things seem to go bad.
Mm.
And then when lacrosse is in my life, things
yeah.
seem to go well, right? So that's kind of why I'm going to hold on to it. I want to be involved in it. I want to give the other kids opportunity. Like my brother, one of his things was he always wanted to get old enough to play and play box lacrosse and be able to compete at a high level. And there is no opportunity to do that here. So I was like, I can create that. I can
mm-hmm.
do that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it alone. I have so many sponsors, friends, family that helped me be able to do this. And it's for such a great cause and for way more than they understand. So this team means a lot to me besides just, I'm not just some guy that owns a team because I thought it'd be fun or I could make money, because I certainly don't do that. I have fun, but
yeah.
money is not
yeah.
really a thing in semi-pro or sports in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're in like the NBA or these high
right.
level leagues.
Yeah, the major league.
Yeah, like anything else, everybody's doing that for passion.
And that's another thing that with Georgia saying, I mean, it's pretty much they play for the love of the game. You
right.
know?
That's
and
exactly that's, what my guys do.
Wow. That's cool as heck, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot. And this year,
And so you're taking from little kids up to high school up until, like, you're involved in every, I don't know if you're farming or what you're doing, but.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I didn't really think about that. But, yeah I have the highest level of elementary.
Yeah.
And then I coach the highest level of high school. And then I coach, by owning this team, I do post-collegiate stuff. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be allowed to do anything collegiately in this league. It'd be a conflict of interest. So if I coached a college team, I couldn't. I couldn't GM or own my team.
Dang. And so then I guess you probably couldn't do that. Stuff at the high school either.
But. I'm allowed to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's okay.
Slick.
Yeah, that's okay. But, yeah, I mean, you know, and IHC is great. You know, Catholic school, they used to be extremely great at sports.
Mm-hmm.
And their numbers are low, so they're trying to,
rebuild,
you know, get more people to go there, get a private education, do things a little bit different than the public schools, and they want to get back to that winning tradition, which is difficult when, you know, like high school, they measure bed numbers, which is 9th through like 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So IHC, you know, when they were very, like, good at everything, they had like 200 kids 9th through 11th grade. Now they have 61.
Dang.
And a school like Watertown, to give you a comparison, has over 800
mm-hmm.
9th to 11th graders. So I wanted to be part of something to help grow it, you know, and that's kind of why I went to Utica College, because it was their second year program when I went there. And then I guess I didn't think about this till I was just talking to you right now, but yeah, I want to grow the game
mm-hmm.
and build things from the bottom or rebuild things that used to be great. IHC had a bunch of All-Americans before, like a lot of people played Syracuse, Siena, Hobart, Notre Dame. They've had a lot of very good lacrosse players, and I'm hoping to try to help them rebuild that too.
So where did you go to? You said you went to General Brown High School.
General Brown, yeah.
And you were born?
I was born right here.
Right here?
Right here, Samaritan
wow.
Medical Center, man, Watertown, New York. And grew up out in Pillar Point, you know, near the lake. And, you know, I didn't go until I went to college, and then I didn't really come back until 2016 when I worked for Caprera's, and then I left again in 19 and came back to town in 22 and then finally decided to come home to Caprera last week.
Yeah.
You know, so everything's coming together.
How'd you get hooked up with the Caprera's in the first place?
Well, Frankie's a year older than me. So, like, we went to high school together.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So I was working for a company in California. I was a project manager for a telecom company.
Yeah, you were telling me.
And then I moved home and, you know, I had a company car. They paid for my lodging. Like, I had everything. So I came home with my mom. I didn't have a car, and I just, honestly, I went up to Frankie's, and I was like, hey, man, I think I'd be good at this. What do you think? And he was like, sure. And I started the next week, and I did pretty good when I was here, you know, and the only reason I left is because I wanted to be closer to my daughter.
Right.
You know, she lives down in Syracuse, but now with everything that's happened, and she's a little bit older, she completely understands, and she loves that I'm up here because, you know, North Country's different, man. Like, it's... A lot of people leave and always come back. And I used to, you know, poke at those people myself because I was like, if I get a chance to get out of here, I'm going. But I'm not going to lie, I love it here.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to be back and contributing as much as I can to the community, really, you know,
to
build the future.
Oh, you're perfect for this show, dude. Like, that's what this whole thing's about. Because what I've got going on is I'm not from up here. So literally I try to sit people over here and get to know the community and explore the area, learn about, you know, things like lacrosse and stuff like that, and just literally just do it in front of everybody, you know, on a podcast,
why
and
not?
On TV. But,
right, because a lot of people might not know, you know, like there's a lot of people that aren't from here that might not understand some of the little intricacies or things that happen here or know what's going on in the community.
Right, and I think a lot of people at Fort Drum that I meet, you know, at the dealership and everything, could, if they do tune in or whatever, they can take something from this, and especially folks back home that I had no idea how vast New York was until I came up here. Didn't know any of this stuff. All you think you hear about New York is the city, and you're like, oh, we don't want to go up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So now that I found this little cool little country, kind of country town, you know, it's rural on the outsides. But if I could show that to the people back home, I think their whole mindset of what New York is would be different. Obviously, they're going to see it on probably YouTube and my podcast, but whatever. You're not going to see it on TV, but there's a lot of cool stuff that I'm learning, and I'm getting to share it with everybody. But
yeah, I love it, man. What you're doing is cool. And yeah. I was pumped when I saw you got this. I thought, wow, that's really cool, man. Yeah. Guy just doing something for passion in his kitchen or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I was doing
and
it in my living room.
Here you are in a studio.
I still ain't making no money, though.
Hey, but yeah, you do it for the passion,
yeah,
man.
For the
you
love
know, like,
of the
that's
game.
Why I do what
yeah.
I do.
And it's cool, man. Like I you know, I got to where I was doing radio commercials, got a voice, and I mean, I'm just some regular dude, you know. So, yeah. But the boxing thing kind of helped me get out in front of people, right? And what I mean by that is, I was the kid in school that would, when it came time to do like a concert or something, I'm just up there like this, not saying anything.
Yeah,
I wasn't
getting
in front
way.
Of the class and read anything, and then I got. And I played baseball, and I was the pitcher, and then I was the catcher, then I was the pitcher, and I was always like I felt like I was in control of the game. And then I hurt my arm; they put me in the outfield.
That's no fun.
I realized I wasn't the best team player, so
gotcha.
Me and the second baseman got into a little fist fight, you know, over a ball one time. Then I went straight and got into combat sports. I went and took Taekwondo and. Started boxing and everything, and I realized, like, yeah, I'm just sort of a – then my first boxing match, dude, I am so nervous. Like, I'm in the back. I can hear all this stuff going on. I'm so freaking nervous. I come out, and there's some girls, and they're waving at me, and they're saying my name, and I'm like, I don't know y'all, you know, and I wave. And they're not saying my name. They're saying the guy I'm fighting. His name was like Tony or something.
Oh,
or,
wow.
And I get out there, and I'm just not in it, dude. There was D'Angelo Williams from the Panthers was sitting front row. He was nice. A running back. And, man, this guy crosses the ring, and, like, I'm like, oh, my God. He's in these real boxing shoes and trunks. I'm in Nike shocks and basketball shorts, you know. And he starts hitting me, and I'm like, oh, man, I kind of push him. And then he comes back, he hits me again, and then, like, I just hit him one time. Boom. Freaking 23-second knockout.
Nice.
He hit the ropes and then collapsed into the ref. And then after that, there was no stage fright. Like, after that, I'm like, all right, I'll do whatever. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
great,
I've got – because that guy scared the hell out of me.
I'm sure.
And then I was like, wow. And then I did it, like, 12 more times.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, all your goals are on the other side of fear, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's
yeah.
all it is. So, like, I was, it's funny. I went to school when I went to college.
Yeah.
I went for communications because I was like, I'm going to be on ESPN. I got a voice. I'm going to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got to public speaking.
Yeah.
And no way, man. I ain't talking in front of people.
Yeah.
No shot. I don't want
right.
the attention on me. So, like, I get it. I was so afraid. And nope. I switched to math. I was like, I'll just do math. Math's real good. Got to Calc 2, and I was like, I'm not going to be an engineer or teach, so I don't need this.
You got a cool voice, dude.
I but I took it. A lot of management, yeah. and that's how I ended up in, like, business management and sales, that stuff.
Yeah, you speak really well. I was like, dude, I got the, like, the podcast thing I got. I can start as many podcasts as I want. I've been talking to Luke about doing a football, like a fantasy football podcast in the fall.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, you know what I mean? I think our dynamic would be interesting.
Oh,
he's
be,
sharp with the numbers and everything.
He knows his stuff.
And it's not going to be on TV or anything, but
it'll just
be
voices.
Just voices. And
yeah.
you can't screw that up. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I'd be terrible at trying to talk about lacrosse. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know what you call the ball. Like, what is the ball called?
The ball.
The ball?
Yeah,
no way. Just a ball?
Yeah, it's not anything crazy.
How many
players?
Is
the stick. Right,
is there a different amount of players on each team?
So field lacrosse
yeah, okay.
is 10 people on the field. A goalie, three mm-hmm. defensemen, three middies, three attack. Attack, play, offense.
Wow. Yeah,
simple.
That's a cool name for a position.
Right? Attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's offense, right? But in box lacrosse,
yeah.
it's like hockey. It's 5-on-5. The goals are smaller.
Yep.
The goalies are padded up more, so it's much harder to score. It takes a lot more skill.
Yeah.
And it's in a tighter space.
They got a little smaller box.
Smaller. Yeah, it's everything's smaller. So you get more touches because the ball doesn't go out of bounds ever. So that's why it's really good for, like, kids and youth to play the sport, because your stick skills are going to improve. You get more touches. Naturally, you're just going to get better. Field, if the ball goes out of bounds, got to wait.
Yeah.
Pick it up. So, like, field was my first love. Always loved lacrosse. It was great. But, like, after switching and doing this, it's, like, it's so boring. It's very fun still.
Right.
But, like, it's boring. And box lacrosse is, like, the way I try to explain it to people that don't know it is, like, you watch hockey, right? You like hockey. Hockey's a pretty exciting sport to watch.
Okay, that's another thing now. Yes, I was going to say, when I came up here, I wasn't a big hockey fan, but I went to a couple of Wolves games.
You go to them,
and I was like, wow, yeah.
Right. I don't like hockey on TV,
right?
But I love going to a game. Mm-hmm. And they score, what, 3, 5, 6 goals?
Yeah.
In a game. I mean, maybe Watertown, because it's a little bit lower level, there's some more goal scored than like an NHL game.
Right,
they don't
right.
score a lot.
Right.
So, and they fight. It's physical. It's cool to
the
be
noise, there. The sound, right. the energy you're getting out of there. Right.
So box
cool.
lacrosse is like that, but more goals,
mm-hmm.
harder hits. You know what I mean? Because you're on your feet. You got a lot more control on your feet. Now hockey, you're going fast, but you might miss.
Yeah.
Because the other guy is too. When you're on your feet, you have way more control on whether you hit somebody. Very aggressive. It's legal to slash someone with your stick. It's legal to cross check. It's legal to do these crazy
what?
Things. Yeah. And they have, you know, women's hockey has like different rules than men's. There's not
really?
As much contact. Well, men's hockey and women's hockey are different, where women can't hit. Their contact rules are different than men's hockey.
I've never seen women play hockey before.
It's cool. But in women's box lacrosse, because that's a thing, yep. their rules are exactly like men.
Really?
So like you can see a woman take another one.
Listen, I don't know why the rules would be different, because I've seen them MMA before, and those chicks are
right.
You know what I mean? That they don't need any soft.
And I'm trying to bring that here too.
What?
I'm trying to start women's box as well.
Oh, wow.
Which I've talked to some people about doing that, and I'm in touch with coaches, and I have a lot of players interested, but they all live far away. So I'm trying to get local girls to think about it, and I think the easiest way to transition is get girl hockey players. Because they already have a lot of the padding that you need, and they understand the space of an arena. I think it'd be easier to transition a girls' hockey player than it would be to transition
really?
A women's lacrosse player. I think, but it's hard to say.
Dude, and if there was anybody going to do it, it would be you for sure.
Well, I'll try. You know, I don't do anything myself. I have so many people that help me, but I just have the idea, and I try to get the right people to assist so we can get it off the ground. You know, the team, like I said, is very important. Last year we finished second in the country. We lost our first two games by one, and then we didn't lose another game until the national championship game.
So, you went to the national championship?
Yeah, in Chicago. Yeah, we played against Westminster Wild, who are 2 years undefeated, never lost. They beat us in the national championship, and then this year we're ranked number 2 in the power rankings. We won our first two games against the number 6
what?
Team in the country. Oh, yeah, we're still number 2 in the country right now. And then we just played a team, our first league game. We beat them 23-12. And they're supposed to, I think, I don't know, but they were talking like they're going to be our best competition, and we beat them by 11. So I don't know. And then we have a home game this coming weekend, which you won't know about because this probably doesn't air till after. Then we have 2 more home games
right.
on July 13th, July 19th, and then our playoffs are July 26th and 28th, which – likely, hopefully, you know, we keep it going, and we'll probably host both of those, being the number 1 seed. I would hope, I would expect, because my team's
dude.
Twice as good as we were last year, in my opinion, and we finished second in the country.
When is the game this weekend?
Saturday night, 7:30, against Utica, which is my old team. So another cool thing I do at our home games is we honor someone that we've lost in the community. So the first game of the season, we honored Andy and Jeff DeSormo.
Oh,
so
wow.
We honored them the first game. And then the second game is bike weekend against my old team. So I usually honor, you know, my grandma, my uncle, my brother. And now, sadly, my grandfather actually passed away a month ago. He was like my father. He raised me. So, yeah, I'm dealing with that one currently. So,
Damn, man.
So we'll probably honor him this weekend. And then the third home game, we're going to honor Nancy Vecchio, who is Connor Vecchio's aunt. He plays on my team. Nancy is women's lacrosse in upstate New York. So she coached South Jeff, who went to the state championship this year and lost. She started women's lacrosse up in Akwesasne and up there in Messina, and where a lot of my players come from. She started a lot of the women's lacrosse programs here. So we're honoring her on, I believe it's Saturday, July 13th, which is really cool. And it's very special because Nancy also went to the same college I went to. So she was at General Brown working when I was in high school and kind of helped guide me to the school I chose. She was very supportive and helpful.
Really? That's amazing.
Dude. Yeah, and she is women's lacrosse in upstate New York. And sadly, we lost her, last month or 2 months ago as well. So, you know, and that's why I kind of like, that's where the game and what we're doing is helpful on beyond the field, you know, beyond the box, is we want to help people honor folks that you know, are from our community, especially lacrosse folks, but anybody. So on the boards next to my bench, I invite fans to do it. My players do it. We have a bunch of pitchers that we put on the back of the board so they face the field of people that we've lost. So I have like three or four panels next to my bench of pitchers of you know, family members.
Bro, you have literally picked the freaking perfect name for your team too. Like,
yeah, and it was an idea from someone on Facebook, and I saw it. I went to high school with the kid. He doesn't even live here anymore. He lives out in like Texas or something, and he just put spirits. And I saw it, and at first I was like, I don't know, man. But then I just kind of kept thinking about it. And I was like, hey, it's perfect. Yeah. You know, because the spirit, like spirit of the North Country, there's so much spirit and amazing
that's
things
actually,
that happen.
That's their,
oh yeah, that's yeah, kind of funny.
NBC's yeah. So, damn logo. There you go. Right.
See,
yeah.
I'm sorry, NBC, but yeah. But for real, that's yeah. kind of like that's a big thing. Like, people that are from here have so much pride in being from here, and we're all so supportive of each other, you know. And that's what I love about this very big but small community.
And I don't want to take this the wrong way, but it's also you're sharing a lot of people that have passed away too,
no,
and
absolutely.
Not
the
saying that.
No,
that's a big thing. Anything, but
yeah,
you could say that you've got the spirit of these
right.
different people influencing
and that's,
you,
and that's
too.
Why you play you the game. I mean? Like I said, like yeah. lacrosse is way deeper than just guys out there with sticks hitting each other sometimes. You know, and when you put the pads on and you go out there and you battle these guys, it's about way more than just playing that game. You know, yeah. so it's super important. And also like Alex Bay,
yeah.
where we play, their mascot is a ghost, right? So I was like, that's very cool. It honors
yeah.
the school I'm in. And like when I chose my colors, like I was very, I'm very intentional with mm-hmm. everything I do. Mm-hmm. But like for the logo, like I have navy blue and orange, which is my college colors. That's when my brother came into my life. And then around Thousand Islands, it's blue and gold, which was my high school colors, but it's also Thousand Islands colors, and that's why the Thousand Islands is in royal blue and gold, and you can't really see it unless you look.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But like everything is very intentional, right? Like the tattoo, the spirit feathers, the red yeah. string and the stick. My grandma hated red, but it was my brother's favorite color, and he liked kind of pushing people's buttons, so I was
yeah.
like, we'll make the strings red. He would
wow,
he'd love that. He'd love messing with Graham up there, you know.
Oh.
So
well, heck, Nate, well look, I appreciate you coming down here, and I'm glad I get to hang out with you every day, so this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to make it out of the game. I'm gonna try to make it out of the game. I really want to see
you
it.
We got a couple more if you can,
yeah.
but like I guarantee you won't.
I know, I might go to the red and black game. I didn't go this past Saturday, but I don't know. We'll see. I got a magic coin in my desk that I flip when people can't pick between
heads
being too
heads.
Hard. Yeah, yeah.
Put me on the head.
Yeah, all right. Appreciate you.